As the local housing market picks up, many Philadelphia neighborhoods are seeing a lot of new construction. But the goals of builders don't always sync up with the desires of a neighborhood. Northern Liberties in particular is grappling with a home building boom, and longtime residents are trying to hold on to the sense of community that drew many of them there. Our next guest has a cautionary tale on the subject. Larry Freeman is the chair of the Northern Liberties Neighbors Association Zoning Committee. He recently wrote an article in Plan Philly describing the group's fight against garage-fronted row homes, saying they're a detriment to community building. Larry, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks.
Larry, Northern Liberties, like many parts of Philly, is a neighborhood in transition. How long have these garage doors been a fixture?
I think what happened in our neighborhood going back is that we started seeing a few garage doors pop in here, pop in there. We did notice that some of the other neighborhoods that were more developed than ours, maybe south of us, had a lot of garage doors. And we noticed that it was kind of like made it difficult to walk on those streets because cars were coming in and out. Some of the cars didn't even go in their garage. They'll sit in front of the garage door and kind of block the sidewalk. There was a lot of things going on. We thought maybe this isn't such a good idea. If you're putting a garage door in the back or parking in the back, or if you're building eight houses and you have one curb cut and there's rear parking, that's much more attractive to sort of the flow of the neighborhood.
Who's against the plan?
Pretty much everyone.
Even those who drive?
Yeah, people who come to the meetings, we talk about these things, realize that garage doors kind of break up the flow of the interactivity of the street, the stoop kind of, you know, mentality, hanging out. You get a garage door, usually you drive in, you don't see your neighbors. It just kind of like defeats the purpose of living in the city. So even people with cars over the years would prefer to find a spot on the street. It's the builders and developers that think they need to include parking with their house in order to sell it.
Can an argument be made that if there were better public transportation or better bicycle access, there might not be such pressure to build homes with garages in Northern Liberties?
Absolutely. And, well, you know, the new ZBA code has less a demand or less requirement for the amount of parking. So they're working at that. What used to be 1-to-1 might be 1-to-2. If you see a project that's near an L-stop, we'll support projects with maybe, you know, a third parking, 1-to-3. Instead of creating more parking, let's create more alternatives to parking. Biking, walking, the L, whatever it is always a good alternative.
So you referred to the community aspect of sitting on the stoop, folks seeing other folks. Is there a safety aspect to this as well when you don't have those opportunities?
There is, and there's a term for it. It's called eyes on the street. They actually use it zoning. So if you have a house that the garage is going to take up the entire front and there's no ground floor use whatsoever, they say you don't have any eyes on the street. So if you have a double wide lot and you have a garage, but you have a room on the front where your family can sit and hang, or you can look at your door or window or that type of thing, they call it eyes on the street. And that's one of the things we use too, that if people are in their houses, on the ground floor, they look out in neighborhoods for each other. And garage doors, another bad thing about them is in many cases, they kind of like, negate the eyes on the street factor.
So instead of just having town watch once a year, eyes on the street is 24/7, 365.
Yeah, our town watch uses eyes on the street as one of the elements of, you know, walking your dog is town watch. Eyes on the street, look out, see if anything's going on. Look and see how your neighbor's doing. These are all things that are part of town watch rather than, most people think they're, you know, you go out and you 10 to 12 at night and you're looking for stuff. Town watch is just everyday living, you know, given the possibility that you have, that you're on the first floor, you can look out, you come in your house, you can look up and down the street. There's activity. People don't like to rob you when there's activity for the most part. It's when it's quiet and there's nothing happening when you're kind of most vulnerable.
To the extent that this might be a cautionary tale for other sections of the city, what advice might you offer to them?
I would offer to them to first make sure that they have some kind of restriction on the garage, whether it's an ordinance or something that at least brings it to the table so people could talk about it, so there's a forum. I suggest that it's better to take care of these things in the neighborhood before getting to the Zoning Board of Adjustment, although they do a great job, but it's out of your hands kind of like once you get down there. So we like to take care of things in the neighborhood. We have relationships with our builders and our lawyer and our, well, and zoning lawyers and also the developers. And we kind of say, you know, you have five garages on the street. Let's take them off. Let's find an alternative. And they'll work with us.
Larry, I see your bike at the curb. Thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks for having me.
That's Larry Friedman, chair of the Northern Liberties Neighbors Association Zoning Committee.